نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. Respected brothers, in one of the majlises I mentioned one incident which just came to mind now again while you're making the dua. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, all have heard of his name, of what caliber he was. He was a great wali of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and a great sahib-e-kashf and karamat. One night he says he just couldn't fall off to sleep. Late part of the night or early part of the morning, he just couldn't fall off to sleep. So he thought, let me make some zikr or some wazifa. He says, I tried to do that. I was restless. I couldn't even do that. Then I decided, let me make some salat. Tahajjud salat he used to always make, but he said, let me make a few extra rakats of salat tonight. But he says, even that I couldn't do. I was so restless that I had to open my door and come outside the house. He says, something within me just said that I must go outside the house. When I went outside the house, I took a little walk. So I saw a person wrapped up in a blanket, sleeping. So I said, As-salamu. So before I could say salam, he said, As-salamu alaykum. And he took my name. I was very surprised that this person, how does he know that I am here? So I asked him, who are you? He says, don't worry about who I am. But there is a conversation that was taking place between myself and my nafs. And my nafs said that he won't accept an answer from anybody but Junaid Baghdadi. So therefore I said, Ya Allah, send Junaid Baghdadi here. So I made the dua, therefore this dua of mine brought you here. Now from there we can see that this person that was sleeping there was also of some high caliber, with great taluq and contact with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So as Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that why did you have to bring me in such a manner? You should have just informed me and I would have come. He said, in any case, the question that my nafs and we are having a discussion, is this, that mata yasiru da'un nafsi dawaha, that when does a sickness become its own cure and remedy? There is a sickness, there is an illness, there is a weakness, but how can that same sickness become a remedy, a cure? So he said, iza khalafatin nafsu hawaha. So he said, this nafs, he says, which is encouraging a person towards evil, so when can its sickness become its cure? So he says, when this nafs goes against its desire, that means the evil desire of the nafs, when you go against that, then although it is nafs, but now it becomes the cure. Now to simply explain this, that this is the month of Ramadan. Now these are discussions between waliullahs, but the simple explanation to this is that in this month of Ramadan we are told that the doors of Jahannam are closed, the shayateen are chained, the doors of Jannat are opened, the doors of Jahannam are closed, fire of hell, the doors of the fire of hell are closed, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chains the evil shayateen. The devils, always we talk about the shaitan whispering and shaitan taking a person towards haram. So these shayateen are chained. So in the light of this incident now, if these shayateen are chained, then how is it that still the cinemas are being frequented by the Muslims? The casinos are still being visited by the Muslims. There are so many Muslims in the month of Ramadan, they are still taking their drugs. There are so many that are not fasting. There are so many that are indulging in adultery, in fornication. Almost every year without fail we will get questions that, Maulana, what must we do? A person or a brother or somebody, they will talk about somebody. They say he committed zina in the month of Ramadan. Now what is the fidya, what is the kafara? They will ask, what is the kafara for that fast? So it shows that even in the month of Ramadan, there are so many sins in vogue. And all of us, we know our own lives. that we may be staying away from food and drink, but when it comes to backbiting, when it comes to speaking lies, when it comes to suppression, when it comes to oppression, when it comes to tyranny, when it comes to injustice, whether it is over the family, over the children, injustice against whoever it may be. Now if we have to look at our lives, all these things just seem to carry on even in the month of Ramadan. There is no stop to it. So if these shayateen are chained, then what is the reason that these sins are not stopping? So the simple reason is this, that the nafs hasn't been chained. The nafs hasn't been chained. The nafs is with every person. There are two things that we have to fight. One is shaitan and one is nafs. The very fact that our masajid gets so full, even for Fajr Salat, and other namazes also, the masajid, if you have to compare them to other times, then it is much more occupied and full. Then again, if we have to look at so many other things which were difficult in other days of the year, but in the month of Ramadan, it becomes easy to make tilawat of the Quran Sharif, to make some zikrullah, to sit in these type of programs. So it shows that these shayateen have been chained. Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for us that we only have to fight our nafs now. So this nafs, it enjoys a certain habit that we get into. And that is what continues in this month of Ramadan. It is no more the shayateen. It means it becomes easy now. If a person just has to put that one leg onto that nafs, it'll become easy for him for the rest of the year to stay away from those sins and to do those things that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. It is just one step on the nafs and you are with Allah Ta'ala. How simple and easy it is. Islam is not a difficult religion. And every teaching of Islam, it is either good, as I've many times mentioned, every teaching of Islam, it is good for the individual, it is good for the family, it is good for the society and the nations. And every prohibition of Islam, whether it is drugs or whether it is adultery or fornication or whether it is drinking or gambling, if you have to analyze it, then it is harmful to the individual body, harmful to the person himself, harmful to the family, or harmful to the society, or harmful to the nations. So in this month of Ramadan, where the sins don't seem to be stopping, it is because we have given it such a thrust and such a force. Like how we know that when the spaceship takes off, it is shunted into the air with such force that after that it doesn't require any boost. It just continues after that. So in the same way, those sins, we pushed it so fast in the 11 months that in the month of Ramadan also that habit doesn't go. And that is that habit that we have to fight in this month of Ramadan. It becomes easy and simple because Allah Ta'ala has chained the shaitans. Immediately that Ramadan will end, then the shaitans will be open. Then it will become even difficult to make the Fajr namaz with Jamaat. It will become even difficult to make the other namazes for those who are not in the habit. And so many other sins, they will multiply. So let us not ignore or let us not show indifference or negligence towards this Mubarak month of Ramadan. It is for our benefit that Allah Ta'ala has given us for a purification of the soul. And don't think that this purification of the soul is for great walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ordinary, simple, sinful ones like us. Just a little turning towards Allah Ta'ala in these Mubarak days. Just a little effort to give up those sins and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives in the heart. I have repeatedly been saying this and I'm not saying it on my strength. I don't have it. I'm trying to make an effort to get it in myself also, because there are stages that we can't even think of. A person just making a bit of namaz, zikr, tilawat and getting a little taluk with Allah does not mean he is already there. But the thing is that ask those young people who have given up their drug habits, who have given up their vices of adultery, fornication, casinos, gambling, cinemas, theatres. Ask them that what do they feel now. There will be this little whispering sometimes of shaitan that you are getting bored. But there is absolutely no boredom. Any person who says that he is getting bored by giving up sins, then it shows that he hasn't attained the sweetness or he hasn't tasted the sweetness of the ta'alluq with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Otherwise there is such enjoyment when the person gives up sins and Allah Ta'ala gives in his heart that sweetness of iman. Then there is such enjoyment and such taste. Brothers, we can take qasam upon that. There is such enjoyment. Just seclude yourself after that for a little while with Allah Ta'ala and see what enjoyment you get in your heart. The ecstasy and the joy that you will get. all the drugs of the world haven't given the people that kind of ecstasy that this person who has built up that little taluk and little connection with Allah Ta'ala gets in that little seclusion that he adopts after he has made an effort to give up the sins of his life. So this is what Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayhi said, is a khalafatin nafsu hawaha, that this nafs has got its evil desires and passions, and it wants to take you to the gutters. This nafs and shaitan, they just want to take a person to the gutters. Which person has nafs and shaitan given respect and honor? Has anybody attained some respect and honor when he obeyed shaitan and nafs? When the person obeys shaitan and nafs, has he ever got respect? Stealing, or whether it is murder, or whether it is adultery or fornication, all these things, if you have to see the end result, it's nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries. So if we do not want those things and we want peace of mind, contentment, satisfaction, then this is a time that we can attain it. So if we have just gone to 2 or 3 days of Ramadan, we have still many days, but we do not know whether we will save those many days. We always take it for granted, Ramadan, there's still plenty of days, we'll see on Laylatul Qadr, we'll make some tawbah and istighfar. But whether we will see that Laylatul Qadr or not, who knows? How many times we have heard, I myself have had this experience, that I speak to a person and the person will ask some questions or find out something, and after 5 minutes, or we just come for some salat here, and we find his name written on the board. He's gone from this world. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making the maximum use of these Mubarak days of Ramadan. Just diet for these few days from sins. A few days of diet from sins. Just leave all those TVs and music and all the other evil just for a few days and see how what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is ready to give. May Allah ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems, the tribulations and the trials that the ummah is facing all over the world, and especially in Palestine and in Afghanistan and in Kashmir. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send his angels and assist and help those mujahideen who are making an effort to defend the borders of Islam and to defend the deen of Islam and propagate the deen of Islam.